I needed it. Crazy. You know what was funny, bro?
What?
When Kiko was drunk and talking to me, he's like, Alex, I gotta admit, Alex, I'm not gonna lie, man. You get bitches. And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm not gonna lie, you're like, you and your brother, it's like, you come from that. I'm like, alright, he's like, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. It's like, every other time I talk to you, every other month, you're like, oh, I'm talking to this other girl.
You get bitches.
He's like, you know how to do it. It's like, it's just easy, bro. Like, and he's like, you're gonna be successful. You're gonna, like... He's like, whatever you're gonna do, bro, you got that confidence, you got that. Like, he was hyping me the fuck up. I was like, damn, like.
Because it's coming from a place of love, dog.
Yeah, I was like, damn, bro, real, real. I was telling him the whole time, I was like, real shit, real shit.
Yeah. That's real shit, yeah.
Like, I was drunk too, but he was fucking faded.
He was fucked up.
It's funny because at 2, he passed out, woke up at 4 a.m. and went right back to the party.
Oh, shit.
I left at like 12:30, got home at like around 1.
Yeah.
Passed the fuck out. Got Kevin gave me a ride home. Passed Clutch. The fuck out. Passed the fuck out.
Dog. Yeah, no, my New Year's, I was outside, dog. I went to the bowling alley. I wasn't supposed to go to the bowling
You said
alley,
you want to go bowling. Did you go because everybody else went? Like, you just had
I went
because
I suggested it.
You
and then
suggested
my mom
it?
Picked it up and shit.
Ah, she took it dead ass.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, we should go bowling. Hell yeah. That's a good idea. And I was like, nah.
They were playing all of
fucking around.
Dude, were you watching it?
Apparently, before they're playing that one movie, Blonded or whatever.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde, yeah. Legally
they're
Blonde.
Just playing Bitch Flicks.
For real. Even my mom was like, what the fuck's going on? Because Pitch Perfect 2 started playing after
like,
that.
Like, who is this for?
And then. I thought it was just, like, the beginning, you know? Or it was just a commercial of fucking Pitch Perfect 2. Stop. But it was literally just the whole movie at the bowling alley. The bowling alley had the entirety of Pitch Perfect 2.
They could have played a better movie.
No ads. No anything, bro. Just a straight-up movie. Pitch Perfect 2. There had to be someone's Netflix account or some shit like that, bro. Like, someone's like... Hulu or some bullshit.
Cause they program what's on the TV, you know?
Cause it's on there, bro. There's a football game. It was like a...
I wish you could change the channel.
It was a college game, though. And there's another fucking screen of some bullshit playing. I think it was just the bowling ads or whatever.
Is it Bad Bitch? And there's a bowling alley in her little brother's room? He lives in the basement?
There's a fucking whole bowling alley too. Like, I'm talking like fucking two rows of 12 lanes, you know? There's 12 lanes on one side, and then on another side there's also 12 lanes for like A and B. It's like, sorry bro, we're all sold out. Reservations are booked until Friday, dog. You gotta come back Saturday.
Damn it,
you gotta come in Saturday. First thing in the morning, we open at 6 a.m. We're open till 1 a.m.
And he's the only one running here.
I'm the manager. If you need anything, talk to me. My name's Tommy. Nice to meet you. I'll be
behind the counter. Behind the counter, you see a cot. That's his only bed.
You know what he's saying? You know what he says? He's like, now if you follow me over here, the cashier will take care of you. And he puts on his cashier hat. Welcome in. Good morning. Good afternoon. How may I help you? You're like, it's you again. It's like, yep, I'm the only employee. They work me to the bone.
And he's like, that's funny. Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No.
Take my life as a joke.
What the fuck do you think is happening right now? You think child labor is a fucking joke?
You remember how one kid's name was Tommy?
I thought...
This one's Davey.
Davey.
Davey. He works at the fucking...
No,
bowling
alley. Tim.
Timmy.
Tim. No, it's Tim.
Tim. It's just
he
Tim.
He was Timmy.
He was Timmy, bro. Now his name is Tim. Now his name is Tim. Timothy.
Timothy don't fuck around, bro.
No, his name is O.T., bro. His name is Timothy, bro. O.T.
They call him T.G., bro.
Because he make that bag.
No, it should be T.J.
T.J.
Because his name is Timothy Johnson. James.
James. Timothy James. Timothy James. Timothy, he has the two first names.
And it's T.J. James.
Hey, T.J.
What up, bro?
What up, bro? He's always tired. He's always like...
I just got off my 12-hour shift, bro. It's just fucking exhausting.
Shit.
Good thing I had my sister take over for me.
Pays like a bitch.
Stupid bitch won't do it sometimes. So I barely get
He's out sleep. Smoking a cigarette when you're trying to, like, hit your car outside before it's you like, go into her house.
It's like, hey, Tommy, you want to hit in my car? Or not Tommy. Hey, TJ, you want to hit my car?
Hey, Timmy. He's like, oh, I go by Tim now.
I go by TJ now.
I go by TJ now.
Every time he comes over, he goes by a different name. Oh, I go by Tim now.
Oh, I go,
oh, I go by Tim again. It's like, what? Oh, it's
Timmy.
Oh,
I go again. By, it's T Angel now.
Nigga, what? He's like, yeah, I'm in the gang.
Damn, Timmy, what happened?
A lot of shit, bro. A lot of shit.
What's your hey, T Angel? Nah, my name now is T Real.
Nah, it's T Real now. I got demoted.
T Real.
Shit, you got a lighter.
Yeah. Hey, that's T Fake. Nah, it's T Real, man. It's Trust me, it's T Real, man. Nah, bro, I saw what you did on Twitter, bro. T-Fake, hashtag T-Fake. Nah, man.
Timmy? What happened?
No, I just said shit Sean on Twitter, man.
On Twitter, bro. I didn't say shit, bro.
You look.
I said the realest shit you, ever, you
look,
bro.
You look, and it's some Andrew Tate ass fucking, like, women should obey, bro.
Women should obey when spoken to. That's why when I get a bitch, she gonna do what I say or get slapped. Real shit, bro. That's some real shit. And then Twitter get like fucking triggered. Feminist Twitter gets triggered. The LGBTQ Twitter gets triggered. Fucking middle class white people get Twitter get triggered and shit, bro.
Indian Twitter gets butthurt.
Native American, indigenous Twitter gets butthurt.
No, I'm talking about an indie. Oh, yeah. Even over there, they're pissed.
Damn, was that racist on me?
Huh?
You know what's crazy?
I'm just saying, it's just there's that like, fucked up. It gets spread.
There's a weird, like, split opinion on Indian. Because some Native Americans really don't like being called Indian.
Yeah.
While some other Native Americans who are, like, deep Native Americans, like, they use that term as, like, you know, pride, like, Indian, you know.
They take it.
Yeah, they
with, like...
But really, in my opinion, it's kind of, like, disrespectful. It's like,
it is.
It's like, damn.
You
it was a white motherfucker who didn't know where he was.
Fuck Christopher Columbus, yeah, bro. Just,
you literally
he just didn't know where the fuck he was.
Oh, brown people. It must be in India. Shit.
You know what's fucked up? Why did they teach us about Christopher Columbus as, like, not being an asshole? Yeah. Christopher Columbus. Yeah, like, he discovered America. It's like, no the fuck he did not. The Vikings did.
Vikings did. They had sex with the natives here who were like some weird Napoleon hybrid ass motherfuckers. And then, you know, made Native Americans. Then, boom, white people in the 1800s, like 1400s came through and were like, what up, nigga? It's our land.
Y'all got some good shit out here.
This our God-given right, bro.
Literally.
Give us this shit.
God said it was manifest destiny, bro. Yeah. But that's some bullshit.
God said it was our right to take this land.
Why did they teach us that?
Because it's stupid. Like, wash, bro.
It was fucked up that they did that.
Like, imagine the history books in the 50s was probably some fucking straight up American propaganda, bro. Like, straight just, up just American patriotism at its finest was back then, you know? Just because.
When did they teach the history? Holy shit. Apparently, school used to be like the shit in terms of like you actually had to learn shit. Well, like you had to pay. It was like, ah.
Way back then, yeah.
There's only privatized school, but school was the shit, you know?
School was like, damn, you go to school, bro.
Oh, shit, you go to school, bro? You better do something with your life.
Go to school.
Yeah, that's it. Just, oh, shit, bro.
My nigga, I would literally kill to go to school, bro. I would, like, if someone gave me a job and said, hey, bro, free tuition if you go kill this one motherfucker, I would get my fucking, what did they have?
My musket,
and I would go to that nigga house. Bah! Miss, hold up. Alright, hold up. Just wait a minute, bro. Alright. Fuck!
Shit!
Wait, let me use my pistol. But fuck!
God! Fucking fuck. Broken!
It's a one shot, too. It's a disposable.
You throw it away.
Motherfucker. It's my last shot, bro. Pow. Pow. Shoulder. I hit his shoulder.
Hey, I got it. What's up? Shoulder.
Hey. Not the shoulder, bro. God. Not gonna bleed out. Damn. Fuck. Now I got stabbed.
Pull out your sword. Ah, you missed. God damn it.
Bro, you know how civilized shit was back then when you could duel? Nigga? We need to bring that shit back, bro.
Duels? Yeah. Oh my god, bro. You remember how Jacob talked about the 100 old men? I mean, the 10 old men and the 100 fucking babies and 100 kids.
We're talking about some real shit, dude. I remember I was talking about some real shit, and I was pissed he fucking interrupted with that shit. And then I was like... Oh, yeah. We're talking about some stupid shit. Not even some stupid shit. We're talking about some real shit. Then he brings up this random, like, post on Instagram he sees. I already saw. And it says... If there were 100 old guys, would you rather fight them?
Ten 100-year-olds or a 110-year-olds?
110-year-olds.
He's like, I think I could take the kids on. No the fuck you could
we
not.
We said, bro, that is the most retarded thing you've said tonight. And you've said some pretty
You've said some pretty
shit.
Goofy shit, bro.
But when he said that shit, bro... We were just, like, bamboozled.
Because you would not let up on it.
We were silent. We were just like, what?
And he doubles down.
He doubles down. And we're just like, bro, I don't think you understand. These 100-year-old dudes could have dementia. They could
they
be
could,
in a wheelchair.
They could be missing bone marrow.
Missing bone marrow. He could break his bone literally just by hitting him too hard or pushing him in the wrong way. Like,
bro,
you could tip him
over and
trip
him. Don't work, bro.
And then
he
shits
fucking
break
himself all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Some
and
of these
he's just like,
yeah,
but what if they're like.
In the hospital bed,
yeah,
bro.
But what if they're like wise and
but
like
what if
at
they
that
have
point they're
good
like.
Knowledge and shit.
They're like,
what the fuck
you're
does that
fighting
matter?
A 100-year-old man, bro. It's like, yeah, but like if they're. They're just kids, though. It's like, but there are 100 of
but
them,
it's
bro.
100 kids.
They have so much more energy than you.
You
they're going to
as
overpower
a motherfucker
you.
Who sits around and plays video games all day does not
who
have
gets
to stand
tired,
them up.
Who gets who dies skateboarding, bro?
Who dies skateboarding and needs to take a break every minute? Who's on the court and can't keep up with me, bro? So we gotta pause. You wanna go against 100 fucking 10-year-olds. That's not happening, bro. They're gonna overtake you, they're gonna throw your ass down, and they're gonna pin you the fuck down and beat the shit out of you, bro. And then it's over. It's over. With the 100-year-old guys, bro, at least 4 of them are gonna be in a hospital bed. Or, like, in a wheelchair or some shit. With a walker, you know? Mm. You're lucky if the other, like, people are fucking even walking. For 100-year-old men, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's rare to see, bro. So, yeah, that was just a goofy-ass conversation, bro. Like, we all had to chip in, bro. That shit was fucking crazy.
Even Jay was like, bro, dog, like, I don't think you understand, dude.
No. He was just like, he sat there quiet for a minute, too. Just like, I don't want to say anything. Maybe he'll realize it. Nope.
He doubles down. He
doubled down and was like, yeah, man, like.
Like, I could take on the kids. Like, I could, like...
If it was just me
and the kids. I'm telling them, like, dude, whatever martial arts you think you know that it's you're going to put to use to kids, there's more kids. They're just going to overpower you. That's it.
Look, bro.
They're going to walk into you, bro. Just a wall of children.
They could give you a Glock to these kids. A Glock with the full clip, bro. That's like, what, 12 rounds, 11? Either way, motherfucker, that shit's not going to happen, bro. Your ass is going to die.
Oh, my God.
Because those kids don't be pissed when they hear those shots going off, bro.
They're not good.
Their
dude, they have
you,
way
bro.
More.
They're going to fucking kill you, bro.
They have more, versus the, way more energy.
Versus the
100-year-old.
That Glock's good enough. Bah, 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 bah.
You can light them up.
Out your misery, bro.
Yeah. Bro.
Line up. I'm trying to save ammo.
These are hollow points, bro. So get in line.
God damn, bro. We do not advise killing kids. This is all hypothetical.
This is bullshit.
It's such a retarded fucking question, dog. But that's kind of why I was triggered. Because he just brought that out of nowhere, remember? We're just like talking about some shit. And he's like, hey, would you guys rather fight? And we're like, bro, what the fuck is this? And then he picks the stupid option. And then everyone fucking disagrees with him and he doubles down. That was crazy.
Like, he would not let up.
No. That's crazy, man. At least he's doing better now.
At least he's doing better now.
But when he was staying at my house, bro, he was so fucking lost, dog. I swear to God. It's like he wanted me to... He wanted to, like, fucking do everything for him. I expected, like, when he wanted, like, help getting away from his environment and whatnot, I understood. I was like, yeah, I offered him my room.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed over at my place, in my room, fucking did nothing but add mess. That's it. Kyler would spill some shit. I'm like, bro, why was he in my room? You know, like, why'd you let him in my room? He's like, oh, he wanted to play the game and all that.
It's like, why'd you let, you mess? Didn't like take care of him,
you didn't pick up the cup even. The like, cup spilled.
No,
like, I got a paper towel and I tried to clean it up. I'm like, I see that it's dried up and like in a mess, bro.
He didn't even fucking try. He didn't even try.
It was so hard living with that motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Cause look.
He oh my help. God.
His situation at his house was toxic. It was very weird and gross, whatnot. But, you know, I offered him this place to stay.
came over. I was like, bet, you know? He's like, yeah, you know, when I turn 18, I can finally get all my shit. I can get my social, I'll get a
job. I'm going to be getting money from the government.
Bro. Then I get my per cap money, bro. So then I'll get money from the government and shit. And I'm like, bro, that's cool. Let's go, you know?
Get it.
But for now, let's get you a job.
Let's get you set like, up so that helps then he you says, not...
Oh,
just something to mooch off of, you know?
Oh, no, I can't get a job right now because, you know...
I don't have the paperwork or my social. I don't have my social or some shit.
When it started to turn, like, when he was about to turn 18, right? Because this was about a month of him living there. He says, oh, yeah, I have, like, you know, I can get the social now because I'm almost 18. He turns 18. He gets his social ordered over to his old house. He... never goes to go get it, right? Never even makes an attempt to go get it. Not surprisingly, it fucking gets lost. Like, in the junk or whatnot. Either way, he never got his social, meaning he's never got, like, a job. So he didn't even attempt to fucking get a job, bro. Like, never attempted to get a job. Come up, what was it? End of November, right?
Yeah.
Was it end of November when he got kicked out? Or mid-November or some shit? Start of November? Sometime in November, I'm pretty sure. He got fucking kicked out because he came home drunk, you know, pretty fucked up. And pretty much, like, just... I don't know, man. He was a disturbance and a distraction for me, both financially. Because, like, every time I went out, he wanted to fucking come. I tell him no. He'd be like, what? Why not? Bro, why do I gotta explain this shit to you? Like, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to share my life with you type shit. It's cool that you want to be involved. I get you.
But you're making it hard for me, bro.
What you need to do is focus on yourself and get your shit together.
If you want to go out, you need your money. You need your money to go out. I said, bro,
you need to get all, like, this shit together. He said, like, yeah, I know, but, like...
No, but, like...
No, his excuse was, but, like, you know, I got to wait till I turn 18 so I can get all my shit together. And then when it turns January, then I can get my per cap or whatever... Or I think, like, this month, maybe. And it's, like, when I get my birthday, you know, and I get my check coming in. And it was just stupid, man. It was just retarded.
He should at least try to get his GED or some shit, you know?
We told him that. And he was like, oh, no, like, it'd be better if I went back to high school and, like...
That's going to take more time,
are you
going to
do that, though? Are you going to
fucking
do
that? Are you going to go... That, like, this is easier, bro.
Because, like...
You to go to high school takes
way
more effort.
The way it works, right?
Wow.
Pimas get their check. It's a certain amount. It's a trust fund. Let's say for this... hypothetical situation, right? This person's gonna get $500,000 from the fucking tribe. That $500,000 might get shrunken down to about like 128 if that person doesn't fucking like graduate high school. So then they'll, you know, get a large sum of money, but it's not as much as they would get
if they just graduated. You just had to fucking graduate.
So these checks come in over time, right? Plus they get the money from the government, I'm pretty sure. But these checks come in all like throughout like their lives. They get like another like, you know, 2100, here's 21,000, here's like 98,000.
And he kept relying on it though.
But yeah, he was trapped in this like
illusion. Oh, that money's
like,
gonna come to me.
Oh, this money's coming to me like as soon as I turn
18.
I just have to turn 18. As soon as I turn 18, like I'm good.
I get that money, right?
I get the check.
I get it on my birthday,
but he
right?
didn't graduate, so he's gonna get that lower sum of money, which means he's not gonna get like as much as he expected.
He's expecting to like coast off of.
Yep. Plus, with the way, like, they're giving it out to him, they're not going to give it out to him, like, right then and there. Like, just, here's this check of, like, 128, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. They're just going to, like, be like, here's 10,000.
here's 15,000, here's 30,000 in like the span of a year type shit.
And then he's gonna blow a lot of it just because he's getting all this money.
I'm pretty sure when he turns 19, he gets money, because then they can finally, like, quote unquote, trust him with that money. Then, like, 21, he gets another sum of money, which is like the rest of his money type shit.
And all he had to do was graduate.
All he had to do was graduate. Imagine that.
That's literally enough money to buy land.
Bro, no, it's more than enough money.
That's more than enough money.
You can get a whole fucking
house.
You can get a whole house with that money, bro.
House at built on your land, bro. Oh
like, my
God. And then you get fucking free utilities.
I fucking hate it when he talked like...
Like, look, he just, look, he was so entitled to
it. Let me tell you this. Do you know how offended, look at it from my perspective. Me letting in a motherfucker come into my house, right?
Yeah.
Come in to smoke my weed, right? Spend my money, share my money and whatnot. Come out, hang out with my friends, bro. This motherfucker... Oh my God. He says, bro, you know, you don't understand because, like, you know, you pretty much had, didn't like say it, but he pretty much implied, like, bro, you had like everything handed to you type shit. Like, not like that, but like, you had everything given to you. You always had this.
You always had your friends, you always had your family.
Yeah. Like this whole like cool setup and shit.
No, you know?
He's like, you've always had it easy, bro. You know, you haven't had it hard like me. I was like, dog,
shut the fuck up.
All you had to do was graduate high school. You would have been fucking chilling right now. You would have been set. All you had to do was stay in school. You would have been set right
That's
now.
That's it. You would have been fucking set. But the fucking people you hung around.
The people you influence yourself with, the people you spend your
time with, the people you refuse to stop hanging out with,
the shit you got involved with,
the people that treated you like shit, apparently.
And then the friends you went back to after they treated you like shit, apparently.
Oh my God.
But, oh my God, it's just a whole mess.
Homie, when are you gonna stop?
He just needs to wake up, bro. But I was so fucking offended when he said that shit. Like, you haven't struggled like me. Nigga, what?
You remember he said he wanted to be a fucking sellout?
Yeah, he said he wanted to be a rock star, but he's like, gonna sell out. He's like, I wouldn't sell out, you know?
You know, if I'm making my music, it's gonna take time. And, like, my time, I wanna get paid for my time. And I really wanna, like... So, like, if they really wanna listen to my music, bro, they gotta, like, you know... be paying for it, you know.
They
like,
gotta be paying for it.
It's just that good, you know.
Because I'm just a G like
that. Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck do you think you are, bro? Like,
literally, bro. Literally. You need to wake the fuck up and then build yourself to be this person you think you fucking are, you know? Because what you are in your mind is not who you are in fucking real life, you know? Like, you just need to wake the fuck up, dog. Please, bro. For the love of God, and see you need this help, bro. It's crazy. Like, I've tried helping him, bro. He's not open to, like, criticism. He really isn't.
You know me, funny? If we put, like, Daniel into, like, an AI, like, a picture of Daniel into the AI, and we, like, made it, like, make it draw him like it's, like a Family Guy art style, or, like, a fucking...
You can put images into AI?
Yeah. Into certain AI, yeah.
Damn.
Like, damn, I don't know if, like, there's a... Imagine we could put into, like, an AI, like, a prompt... And it makes it look like Daniel. Like, if we literally describe Daniel, you know, as a crazy person. What's up?
Daniel hasn't been in work in 2 weeks, apparently. Yeah. Because he's been sick or whatever. He's been calling out. Eileen hasn't been off in a while. I was like, damn, that's tough.
Shit, man.
You have me scheduled off until fucking Wednesday, bitch. Oh, my God.
if anyone's listening, bro, and you're thinking about working at an Einstein's Bagel,
Don't. It's not fucking worth it.
Unless you're gonna be the baker, it's not fucking worth
it. It's not fucking
Baker's
worth
honestly
it.
The coolest job, bro. If you're gonna work.
But it Einstein. Changes the entire your entire but, sleep cycle.
Yeah. Your sleep cycle is gonna be based on that fucking job.
You wake up at like fucking 2 or 3 a.m. and shit.
But you could probably have another like side job, you know.
You could have if that. You're fucking down for
if
that.
If you're fucking,
because you'd basically
two Adderalls in, bro. Fuck yeah, you could.
It's because you get out at like what 9.
You get out at
like
9,
10,
even
and
12
then after
sometimes.
That, you go to your other job at 4. Get off at like 10.
Then fucking no, you get off at like 4 o'clock and then go to home and then just pass the fuck out for like 6 hours. They're like, you get 8 hours sleep, maybe.
It's like, yeah, it's like you got it perfectly scheduled.
And you're like, oh, fuck, man. Dude, now I gotta get one day off.
That's how I only got 2 days off when I was the shift lead. I never had them together, though.
Yeah.
I only got butthurt when I would ask for a day off.
Bro, I asked for a week off. She didn't say shit. I think she's just happy I'm staying there, bro. There's been so many times where she's like, damn, we thought you quit. And I was like, not yet. I always say that shit, bro. Not yet. One day I will. Possibly one day I was like, damn, bro, we thought you quit, bro. And I was like, that's what Eileen said, dog.
I just tell me when you quit, bro. Like, literally tell me when you quit.
I had a dream.
I
want to
pull
bro.
Up.
It was
I wanna
fucking
pull
terrible,
up.
Dog. And it made me want to quit so bad, dog. And then I heard Gigi was going to be a shift lead. And I was like, oh, okay, it's going to get a little better. But I still might quit. I'm going to fucking quit. I'm still quitting. I think I'm just going to work weekdays or some shit, you know. Then be y'all's weekend dishwasher, whatnot. I'll maybe only work like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then. It's crazy though, bro. Like how much power you got when, like, the manager, like, kind of, I guess, just needs you there.
I said, you know, be funny.
I smoke a blunt in the fucking walk-in.
Imagine like a girl walked into fucking Einstein's and she would be one of those like ski mask girls. Who? You remember Dorian said he liked that shit?
Yeah,
it's like girls with grills, bro.
Girls
like
with
ski masks.
Fucking
what?
Trashy, dog. That's some ratchet, bro.
Why would that. You have girls? Why would you? But like your girl has girls. That you why you go with girls?
Imagine fucking tonguing her and then you just throw the metal and you're like, or it's just like smooth, you know.
Oh, fuck no, bro. Fuck no.
Baby, take out your grills. They're precious things, bro.
She doesn't brush her actual teeth.
She
only
brushes the grills. No. So she keeps them on, bro. She's like, actually better with them on, baby. You're like, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Fuck your... God. Oh, my God. Your teeth are ruined now.
No.
They're ruined. How did this happen? What did you do?
I'd hate a bitch like that, bro. I'd hate a bitch like that.
Oh, my God.
I literally hit a bitch like that, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. There's some girls I've dated that I am now, thinking back, had too many piercings.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Ha.
Interesting.
Ha. It was always by coincidence, you know? Like, I don't know. it's not like I didn't date girls without them.
Yeah. Huh.
Like, I prefer a girl without, like, a fuck ton of piercings. Like, a few
too
are pretty...
much, bro.
Like, a few, pretty cute. Not...
It's only
like,
it's only cute when it suits her, though, you know?
You know, it has to suit her, like, face.
Sometimes you'll see,
you know?
Like, the a basic, like, girl, and then she has, like, a piercing that just doesn't look right on
it's
her.
It's like, come on. It's you like, you could have got something better.
That doesn't suit you. You're too black.
You should have got something nicer.
Yeah, that doesn't suit you.
That's a little...
that doesn't suit you.
You got that.
Your style doesn't match that piercing.
You're, that doesn't go with your clothing or anything.
You do not look like that. I don't know, man.
I says I can't wait for Caesar to pierce my ears, bro.
Bitches be cheap.
It's be cheap.
Hoes be trip. They be crazy, man.
As bad bitch, but she got gauges.
How big? This is a big question, bro. If she got big ass gauges, fuck no. If I can put my finger through that shit, fuck no, bro. But like smaller gauges, yeah, I'm down. That's not bad. Like the smaller ones, those aren't bad.
Like,
but bro, if I can stick my finger through that shit, if I can fit my pinky through that shit, even fuck no. That's nasty. If you don't agree, bro, you want some shit.
Like, you could put... I just, like, you could put a... Like, a headphone jack into it. That's how big
that's
it is.
That's all that big, though. That's good. If I can fit an AirPod in that shit...
We're walking up for nice
years. Here, you know? But if it's like, bro, I can fit, like... I can fit like, my pinky toe in that bitch. Fuck no.
Oh my god.
I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. I don't care how goth the bitch is, bro.
Would you ever date a spiky bitch?
Spiky bitch.
You know?
Maybe. Maybe.
It's interesting.
Depends how spiky.
She gets day drunk. Type of spike.
No.
That bitch took all my fucking whiskey shooters.
She drank like it was nothing too.
In the morning,
bro. That's fucking insane, dog. That's wife material, bro. Why'd you let her go, dog? Wasn't she the hoe who knew Little
Chasey? Yeah. She knew Little Chasey.
That's crazy,
that
bro.
Should have been a red flag.
I told you it was. I said, Alex, girls who know rappers, that's a whole other girl, bro. That's a whole different
thing. Him specifically?
And I asked you. I was like, bro, she do drugs, right? And then you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I fucking knew it, dude. Like,
she had piercings. She'd bring
dyed like, hair.
Yup.
Yup. Let's go.
But the condition in which I met her was apparently very bleak.
Really? That was weird, though. That was funny. It was a weird moment. Where you're like, bro, I met this new girl. It's like, Alex... She knows Lil Tracy, what the fuck?
Stop talking to her!
Not even stop talking to her, just don't fall in love with her. She knows Lil Tracy, bro. She's not
oh
the
my
one.
God. She's not the one, dog. I was, and I knew that. I wasn't sad after I stopped talking to her.
Yeah, of course, he shouldn't be. She knew Lil Tracy.
I was like,
that's
ah. I was like, ah, it was what it is. Fuck it.
That's funny, though.
She just stole my tattoo machine.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, ah, motherfucker.
That's a bit of shit. She not only left, bro. She stole your shit. Did you ask for her back?
Nah.
Did you threaten her?
No. I was like, ah, it is what it is.
Then you never made an attempt, bro.
It's not fucking expensive,
mad,
bro. I bought a new one.
You know what I say?
¿Qué pasó?
You know where she lives?
Well,
you know where she lives?
Sort of.
I say we sort of go to her house and rob the bitch. I'm kidding.
This is all for comedic purposes, bro.
Bro, that'd be fucking crazy. Let's make a YouTube video on it, bro. Label it robbing Alex's ex.
Oh, it's a skit.
It's a skit. It's a skit, but it's literally just a... It's just labeled skit, bro. But it's just a breaking and entering filmed and shit. Like, no one's home, luckily, bro. No one's home. They're, like, on vacation or some shit. But we're, like, robbing that shit, making sandwiches, cereal and shit, bro. We're just,
like, blasting
music.
We're just
fucking chilling in their house, bro.
We did it, like, knowing they'd be gone and shit.
It's a skit. Quote, unquote, skit. Bro, this shit's so funny, bro. Damn, bro. They got a chopper.
Nah, you would hear it. It is. I've never seen a plane, but...
I was about to say, the airport's over there. It wouldn't be. Planes always go, like, to the airport.
Huh, yeah, it is a drone.
So, yeah, it's a fucking drone. Gay.
Guys, we're being big brothered right now.
Hey, should we get a drone?
I want to
like,
get a drone.
For, like...
Like a professional
cinematic
drone.
Shit.
Yeah. That'd be sick.
You know, to do shit for the videos.
I want to get a GoPro, too. I might
GoPro. We have to get a GoPro. We got to get, like, a... Like a... We already have the first camera the mic. And we got the fucking kick, the stand, bro, the tripod, bro. We just gotta... Bro, we literally just have to come up with a video idea.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Bro, real shit, if you live in Arizona, drones. That's drones. All I'm gonna say. That's drones. All I'm gonna say. Just look up in the sky, drones. Bro.
Drone.
Don't... Like, look at the stars, dog. Look at the stars. That's all of us, bro. It's scary, bro.
That's a plane.
It is a plane.
Bro, you remember the one? Someone in your family saw drones turning into other drones, like shape shifting and shit.
It was coming behind a mountain. There was a shit ton of drones, apparently. And they had, like, the rifle.
Yeah, they're pointing it at it with the scope.
Yeah, they're looking at the scope with it because, you know, that was their only, like...
Way to see it.
See it that far. And they're, like, dead ass just seeing these drones, like, fucking merging into each other. And, like, fucking...
Forming into other drones.
Duplicating. Literally duplicating. And I was like, what the
fuck?
But also, what's crazy, too, is... When I was out on the res, bro, me and my dad were out, like, on the rental looking up at the stars, you know, like, smoking and shit.
Yeah.
And then we both, like, noticed at pretty much the same time, like, there's something moving up there. It's not a plane, though, because it's, like, moving in weird directions. Look at that shit. And we're like, oh, shit, there's more. Like, a lot more. Yeah. And then we're watching all of them just fucking go throughout the whole stars, like... Cruising, like, some of them, we're watching two of these same ones. One of them fucking merged off and the other one went right. The other one kept going up, like, up in the sky type shit. Or, I guess, in between the stars. I don't know, bro. I literally don't know how to describe it, but it was going up. And...
Dude, there's a breeze.
The one that was going right... Just fucking zoomed off and disappeared. The other one that was going up also did the same shit at pretty much the exact same time. Like, after the other one. It was just weird, man. And we're watching them, like, just fucking cruise and zoom.
You're watching it happen, bro.
We're watching it happen. And then every time I go out there, I look at the stars. Try to see if I can see one. All the time. Every 10 out of 10 times, bro. You always see one. Like, at least one. I don't know what they are. Drones?
You could say they're satellites, but satellites don't fucking move like that, bro. Like, it's weird, man.
They could be, like, government-tested drones.
Government-tested drones, but, like... I don't know. It's weird. Big Brother's out there. Like, it's such a fucking, like...
You remember the time that we just saw, like, a red light and we just thought, is that a missile?
Bro, what the fuck?
That was our first
time. And we ended the podcast right there. I'm pretty sure we ran.
We were that high.
I was so fucked up. I thought we were getting nuked by Korea.
I was like, us, bro? Why is it coming in our direction, bro? It looks like it's coming right at us.
Why are we going to die, bro? This is a
bullshit. Me, bro.
I'm just smoking.
Who did this? You know, LaBelle, who did this?
Who did this, bro? who nuking our ass, dog?
This who nuking us bullshit. In specific, bro? Who got the 25 player
kill streak? Yeah, who in specific is fucking sending a missile our way? What type of shit are we on? That'd be crazy, bro. Like, imagine being in Hawaii while that fucking crisis alert went out where it's like, yo, nigga, you're getting nuked, bro.
And it was like,
you're gonna die, bro.
Would you want to get a text?
Huh?
Would you want to get a text?
No. I'd want to just die, bro. Like,
I'ma die in 10 minutes,
like,
bro.
Imagine getting a text, just be like, you're gonna die, there's nothing you can do about it. What?
Excuse me? And I only have 10 minutes to react?
Not only do I only have 10 minutes, it's also like, I can't do anything about it. I have 10 minutes, like, you know how fucking full the roads are gonna be, what, people trying to escape and shit, go to a different like state in hopes like, oh, maybe we won't die over here, maybe we'll be far away from the nuke. Everyone's gonna be in their car fucking, bruh, like people with the fastest whips, bro, will be like violating every traffic law and just, you know, go on the freeway and then just zoom out of the state, bro. Try to in 10 minutes. That's not gonna happen, dog. Your ass gonna die. So, all you can do is just sit there and accept it. Be like, well, fuck. Guess I'm gonna die. That's why I'd rather just be caught off guard with the whole ass.
If it just. Oh,
if it's just like. Like, what was if that we sound? What the fuck? Look outside and just. Dude. Like, goddamn.
Did anybody get.
But you know what would be crazy though? You'd get knocked so hard that you'd probably like. It'd be an out of body experience. And you'd be like. And then you're just a spirit. And you're like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh shit, that's a nuke. Like, afterwards you realize type of shit, mother like, damn,
I'm dead,
what the fuck, a whole ass nuke, damn, who got us, bro?
Fuck, I do, bro.
Why did they do this to me?
Why I get nuked? Oh my god.
That'd be a bitch.
That'd be a fucking whole.
That'd be
a whole gaggle of bitches, bro.
I don't know. I would not fuck with one of no nukes, bro. Let's go.